I'm Christian Scheller. Welcome to my podcast, an enthusiastic ramble through whatever has taken my interest the past week or so. Expect technology, games, history, travel, geekery, and as always, much, much more. Welcome to another Chinchilla Squeaks with me, Christian Scheller. I join you from a hotel room in Antalya in Turkey, which is not a place I've ever been to before and is indeed a place I've always wanted to visit, actually. I am here with a client offsite for a couple of days. I'm not complaining. It's interesting. It's fun. It's different. And yeah, I'll leave that there. I won't go into too much detail of the why, but that's where I am. I doubt any of you will hear this before I've already left, but if any of you listening happen to be in Antalya, then let me know and we can catch up very, very briefly around all the offsite activities. Anyway, this is a news episode between interviews, and I have a few bits of news and things I found that interested me that I wanted to share with you, and then a few updates from me, and then I will leave you to enjoy spring. Spring has been interesting, I think. I think many of us in the Northern Hemisphere enjoyed a few warm days and then it got quite cold again. Not where I am right now. But by the time I get home, it's pleasant again. So maybe then we are finally settled in for spring. But before I get settled into some items of interest for you, let's hear from a few
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
First is Mac Power users. I don't think Mac Power users really need a tremendous amount of promotion. It's quite popular. I wish this little humble show was as popular as that, but I wanted to mention a particular episode. It's actually not the latest one. It's episode 740, From the Beatles to the Libertines with Lee Garrett. It appealed to me for a couple of different reasons. He's English, not American. It's always nice to get different perspectives on American podcasts. He has taken over in recent times Screencast Online. I have heard of it. I haven't really looked at it in some time. But it was interesting just hearing his experiences taking that over. His productivity, his process was all very considered. And he had a really interesting anecdote about how most of his management, and that can mean task management as well as product management and project management experience, and the best sort of experience he had was working as a manager at McDonald's. And it's easy to dismiss, but I think, you know, they have been extremely successful and they have spread all around the world in a sort of cookie cutter efficient way. And so they must do something right. So you could learn a lot from their process, I suppose. So that was something I found interesting. And also because the episode title, From the Beatles to the Libertines, he is originally from or lives in Liverpool, I think. But he also mentioned the Libertines. I think he was mentioning their latest album for reasons I can't remember now. But anyway, but I just actually listened to that album myself. So firstly, I don't think the Libertines were ever that well known in the US. So it was interesting for him to mention them to the hosts. And secondly, that I just listened to that album, which I think hit number one in the UK. I'm not sure if the Libertines actually have had a number one album before. I played with them and around them a lot back in my musical days. So I don't know. I was involved in a whole Twitter thread a week or so ago. Yes, Twitter, sorry, Twix, I quite like. That's my current favourite alternative. In a Twix thread around how Britpop was never really very good. Britpop is like the mid to late 90s in the UK, around Tony Blair and the Labour government. And I must admit, I was talking about this with my wife, increasingly listening to some of that older stuff from that era, even though I sort of grew up with it and went out dancing to it and stuff like that. I must admit, I don't enjoy it as much as I used to. But then bands like the Libertines came in the later wave, and some of those are more interesting. I feel like the Libertines sound a bit dated, actually. Sorry. But you can hear their inspiration, their influence into some of the bands that are emerging now. I think that's, I'd rather listen to those in some respects, sort of acknowledge what came before, but don't necessarily dwell on it, I suppose. Anyway, have a listen to that episode if you haven't already. And if you don't subscribe to Mac Power Users, I found it very interesting in many different ways. Next, I'm going to sort of group these two together somewhat. There's first article is by Jessica Winter and The New Yorker, Can We Get Kids Off Smartphones? And then the other one is Rebecca Jennings from Vox, The Endless Quest to Replace Alcohol. Why would I mix these two together? Well, I'll start with the alcohol one. It kind of covers and goes through a bunch of activity products, I suppose we could say, that are now emerging as alternatives to alcohol, from, depending on the country you're in, illegal drugs, psychotropics, et cetera, et cetera, to alcohol-free cocktails, mocktails as sometimes called, to, I think, Carver was another one, and many other sort of new, like, highs that you can experience without some of the downsides of alcohol, I suppose. And, you know, alcohol, for all of its sort of acceptance and part of culture in many, many countries around the world, it even light drinking can cause problems, especially as you get older. Something I've actually been discovering myself. I don't necessarily have any serious problems from maybe drinking a little bit too much, but I realize that it is maybe affecting me in ways that I should cut down. And you may say, why not just give it up? Well, and this is where I struggle with a lot of these alternatives. And the article is actually quite pragmatic into going into some of these, actually, in that, A, I feel like a lot of the alternatives are either lacking in the variety and subtlety. You know, I do find a lot of mocktails, juices, even teas, and there is a world of teas, are either not widely available where you happen to be, you know, not every country or city has access to them, or, you know, when compared to something as the variety of a whiskey or a good wine, that kind of thing. There's such a sort of world of flavor travel. And yes, the alcohol is also has its impact. I don't really want to say positives or negatives, because the positives possibly are not really as positive as you may think, because it's sort of in your head, it's a substance, etc., etc. But even ignoring that, if there was the subtlety of whiskey without the alcohol, sign me up. But a lot of the alternatives I found are either overly sweet, and I don't really like sweet things, or, coming to my second point, I tend to find a lot of them are a little bit too much productized. And I know alcohol is also owned by from some very large companies, but it's also not. But generally, a lot of the alternatives you find at the moment to alcohol, I tend to feel are either sort of trendy, packaged, productized, overly commercial, overly processed, sort of influencer-led, trend-led. Like, they don't really fit with me. And maybe it's a generational or an age thing, but they feel a little forced to me sometimes. And I know there are smaller brands and artisanal brands and that kind of thing. But again, getting access to those in a regular bar or equivalent is the challenge, I suppose. And actually, the article, interestingly, does say that there is this element of influencer, social media, puritanical virtue signaling aspect to a lot of these alternatives. Like, look at me, I'm not drinking alcohol, aren't I great? This kind of aspect is present in a lot of the conversation around it. So you do wonder, it's sometimes this aspect where you replace kind of one vice with another, and maybe that vice is if you don't drink, you do too much exercise. You know, the vice is doing too much exercise is, I don't know if it's as bad for you, but you know, everything in moderation can be okay. Yeah, let's caveat that a lot. But that, you know, as a race, we have a tendency, as a species, we have a tendency to gravitate towards certain addictions. And you can only see at the moment with kids these days, sorry, that sounded a very old thing to say, there is a big trend in these energy drinks, which again are not that great for you, full of sugar, usually full of chemicals, processed, productized, commercialized, packaged, etc., etc. And have you just replaced alcohol with something else? In some countries, have you just replaced alcohol with smoking, be that tobacco or marijuana? Have you just replaced it with something else? You know, have you just shifted the problem around? Will we discover that some of these alternatives in the future were just as bad for us? It's hard to say that we thought alcohol was fine not so long ago. Anyway, I have meandered and rambled a little bit on this because I am coalescing many, many thoughts and ideas around this. But I found the article really interesting and balanced. It wasn't one of these where it says alcohol's bad, you should give it up, you should have this instead. It was very much from a perspective of someone who knows that they could do with cutting down alcohol and was interested in looking at the alternatives. But do they like the alternatives? Are the alternatives available? Are the alternatives culturally acceptable? Are the alternatives widely spread, etc., etc., etc.? And, you know, I'm in a country right now where drinking alcohol is not as widespread. It's not completely out, but it's not as widespread as other countries I have lived or the country I live in. And, yeah, you see people consuming different things. I think, you know, it can be alternative cultures, I suppose. And they get along fine. They, you know, it is what you get used to. I would argue they probably take a lot more caffeine, potentially some nicotine, and some other things too. But yes, I've conflated this. Why did I mix this in with the smartphones? I think this is because you could argue. I actually heard one of my favorite podcasters, Tom Merritt, make this comparison between alcohol, cocaine, and social media, where, you know, he said social media addiction is a little bit more like alcohol than cocaine. A little bit is okay, but some of us should not have any at all, and some of us have too much, and some of us have none. Just was an interesting comparison related to what I've just been saying, whether true or not, we could argue and discuss. But, you know, is it alongside the whole aspect that we can talk about alcohol being a problem? I would also say it's a bit of a generational problem. I do think that people younger than me drink less. It's less common. It seems to be like an older person vice. So we then start to wonder what are the younger people's vices. I would say energy drinks are one. I would say a lot of younger people I see consume a lot of sugar, which is not necessarily any better for you, again, depending what you have. But of course, it's also things like smartphones. And that is a whole other kind of managed, calculated, algorithmic addiction that's very hard to know the effects of, very hard to get people off of. And again, this article goes into that a lot. I was talking to two friends who have children. One of them, their children are probably less addicted to smartphones than the other. And you do see a very marked change between the way they interact, the way they socialize, the way they do many, many different things in comparison to my generation, for example. And the article says, which of course I have to say too, is adults for time eternal have been saying kids these days. But I think we all know, even us adults, even people in the generation above us, we could say that we have become addicted to these devices. So it's not purely a generational thing. It's just that in that younger generation, they've never really known any different. And I would argue that we could argue that, that I'm just sort of sat in a hotel chair rambling into a microphone right now, so it's a little bit weird. It's a different vibe. I'm kind of enjoying this vibe. We could argue that smartphones are one of the new vices instead of some of those traditional ones. Thoughts. You could find ways to contact me at christianschiller.com. As always, I got off on a bit of a ramble there, so I know I said some things that were not correct, and I would love to hear your thoughts too. Finally, this is from Medium from a couple of weeks ago now, Laura Rosal on the Writing Cooperative. It is a member-only story, so you have to be a member of Medium. The AI revolution and the economy have killed my highly skilled job. It's in the Writing Cooperative. I think you can sort of see where this is going. This woman is, I wouldn't say was, because she still is, an editor, a copy editor. And I don't think I need to go into masses of detail about what she talks about. I think we kind of know and can kind of see how a lot of these AI tools at the moment can help us write, edit, generate ideas around text. And then us professionals, and I do include myself in this, so this is why I wanted to bring this up, we say, yes, but they're not as good as what we can do. We can give you a different perspective. We can give you an experience perspective. These tools are not always right. They're repetitive. They are derivative, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think she sort of, her subtext and also my comment on it was around, it doesn't matter, unfortunately. Or will it not matter, maybe, to be more precise? That these tools are giving most people something that is good enough. They don't actually want to pay. They don't actually care that what you can give instead. They don't actually care that they don't actually need that. It's these tools give them a good enough result. And that is something to be concerned about. You know, we've already seen how writing has changed and evolved over the past few years to suit SEO algorithms. And I think the consumption of text in the very near future will probably adapt to that too, in that we will be flooded with a lot of AI-generated and edited text, and it won't be that great. But if the message is there and the message is clear and the information that people want to get is there, then it won't matter. And how we all keep our heads above that is, as I always say, another story and something to keep an eye on. All right, whilst I still have a future as a content creator, I have two pieces for you. One is a video I recorded last week, just the week before. Adobe has a new browser-based podcast recording and production tool called Adobe Podcasts. It's in beta. It's in a private beta. I took it for a spin to see what I made of it. And that video is on YouTube at the moment. And then every Wednesday we roll. This is actually a zine, my first zine in quite a while, issued by a roleplay gaming group that is here in Berlin, that meets regularly in Berlin. Not here in Berlin. I'm not in Berlin, but that meets regularly where I live in Berlin. And occasionally they put out a zine, and I contributed an article called Level Up Your Roleplay Writing, which gives you some writing advice for roleplay games. I was going to put the text on Medium or my blog at some point, but you can actually get the zine for free anyway, so why not just get a good old school zine? And that's available on Itch, and I'll put a link in the show notes. That was my Chinchilla Squeaks news for another episode. I will be changing some of the intros and outros and the structure of the show soon, but for now, we'll keep things as they are. You can find out more about me at christianschiller.com, where you can see my books. I have one that is out at the moment, and I have two that I'm working on at the moment. So keeping out there. Sign up to a newsletter or wherever you happen to be consuming this. Thank you very much for joining me, and take care, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the show. Find out more about me at chrischinchilla.com, where you can find show notes, sign up for my newsletter, and find all of my writing, games, work, and video links. There's also details on how to get in touch with me. And if you want to get even closer to what I do, join my Discord server for behind-the-scenes discussions and helping me produce my shows and work.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.